I saw the video.
It's what video?
The viral video. You sticking your face in Alexis's butt.
It's for stability. It's safety first, man. She was on a ladder.
She didn't. Okay.
It was like a 12-foot Christmas tree. She was on a ladder, and you need 3 points of contact. That's okay. How you know you're super safe.
For you guys that don't know what I'm talking about, there is a video out that's very viral. It's basically Alexis is helping putting up decorations on the tree.
With my family.
With your family. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you stick your butt on her booty to give...
My face.
Your face, sorry. What did I say, butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing, crazy thing about it is... Your mom was the one who filmed it.
Yeah, and she was laughing a lot. She was wheezy laughing.
Did she not think that was weird?
No, I actually did it earlier, and then I was like, oh, I'll stabilize you. And then my mom was like, hey, go do it again. Yeah. And I was like, okay, because I thought she just thought it was funny. And then I didn't know she was filming. But you need 3 points of contact. I had one hand on the ladder, one hand on the ladder, and then my face.
So your mom encouraged it even more.
Yeah. And then all the comments are like, whoa, you could tell that this is just an everyday thing because nobody's reacting to this at all.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. How did you get your parents to be immune to your...
I think just my whole life has been like that. So I don't know. I guess... You know me.
I know.
It's just weird. I don't know. I just don't think that.
But like,
I don't think
sticking
about
your
this.
Head in like your significant other's butt.
I'm pretty sure I've put my face in your butt for no reason.
No, you've
for
never.
Some. Yeah, no. I think you're sleeping.
Not in front of your parents.
Well, I sent them a video later.
Your mom would have been like, do that again.
Yeah.
If you did it to my butt.
Yeah. So we're decorating the Christmas tree because Christmas is upon us.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yeah, it is coming.
2024, baby. Mm-hmm. And then it's over. And then we're out of here.
Yes.
Yeah.
No more Christmas ever.
Oh, yeah, this year.
This year, yes.
Yeah, that's it. So, we can't, don't expose Santa's secret, but did you know about the secret growing up?
About Santa?
Yeah. Don't expose it. We don't know who's watching.
What kind of, like,
you
Santa?
Know, his secret, the secret about Santa.
He was at Diddy's party?
Yes. So are you gonna, are you gonna tell your kids about it?
About Diddy? What? No. Wait.
No. About Santa's other secret.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, dude. The
you're gonna tell them?
I'm not gonna tell them.
Oh, you're gonna, are you gonna lie
probably
to
probably just gonna chat GPT it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Honestly, bro.
I mean,
I will keep it as magical as I can.
You'll just make sure it doesn't come from you.
Yes. It'll come from ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you. No, not you.
No, not me.
I'll be so pissed at you.
They're going to be like, wow, Dad, Santa looks like Uncle Alex. Every time he comes over every year, he just looks like Uncle Alex in a suit. Yeah. You don't say.
You would do that?
Yeah,
you would just like run, or I'd just ask you to run outside the window. Look, there he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do it. Yeah.
I'll do it for you too.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
What age did you find out about the secret?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Me either.
I really don't.
I don't think I ever cared.
Yeah, I think so too.
So like when they told me about the secret, I was like, okay.
Oh, I just thought of an idea I want to do with your children.
Yeah.
I'm going to rent a reindeer one day.
Yeah.
Knock on the door. And then I'm going to be like, yo, tell the kids to open the door.
I don't think the reindeer is going to be able to repeat that.
What do you mean?
Wait. You said, well, I'm going to put a reindeer
there.
I'm going to
put a reindeer
to say
no,
this.
No, your kids. To open the front door.
Oh, okay.
And then when they open the door, it's a reindeer.
Yeah.
All right. And then I want you to be like, look. And then you point at the back balcony.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be me in a Santa Claus suit.
I like it.
Yeah? You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to like rent a reindeer or are you going to go find one?
I'm going to rent one. You can find a lot of things. I rented an alpaca.
You should get a baby one. That'd be crazy.
A baby reindeer.
I would love a baby reindeer. To meet a baby reindeer? Every time I think about babies, I think about how there's no such thing as a baby butterfly.
There's a baby butterfly,
there's
brother.
Zero baby butterflies. There's never been a baby butterfly ever to exist, ever.
Okay.
It just blows my mind every time. Every like month or so, I think about it, and I can't sleep.
There is a baby butterfly. It's called butter. You put butter, you breed it with a fly, you get a butterfly.
Ayo! Okay. Oh, I got some more stuff.
You know what I've been practicing, though?
What it is?
This whole month? I've been practicing how to freestyle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what? How?
I have so much time. I don't know. Just, like, words.
Well, okay, go.
Get a beat.
Okay.
Yeah,
what?
Beat.
What
yeah,
is
seriously.
About to happen? Did you leave cookies out for Santa?
I did leave cookies.
I think we did, too.
I did. And then, was it gone in the morning?
There would be bites taken out of it, and then I would just finish it in the morning.
What? That's wild, bro.
You didn't finish it in the morning?
No, I'd be like, yeah, dude. No, they were usually gone.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, dang, bro.
Dang.
Dad, you gotta stop getting these cookies.
How many? I would leave like one out because I didn't want to. I wanted to leave the minimum so I could eat the rest of the cookies.
I would leave three, take a big fat shit in one, and they'd be gone in the morning.
Do you want fast, slow?
Just something slow. Type in like a chill hip hop instrumentals.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
But you gotta back me up though if I mess up.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's here we go, guys.
Is
this is learning some new skills. I guess we can kind of talk about Christmas.
Hey. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
This one's for Bull City.
Bull City, baby.
Hey.
Wrapping the presents, down in the presents, and I don't even know what the presents is. I don't even know what the scents I make, even though I just want to bake some cake. Oh, dang, if I with the flow, even though get, like, going with the doves.
Yeah.
Down to the moon with the sun, and the sun, and the down to the moon, like, rub-a-dub-dub with my butt in the carpet. I don't even want to know I have three pets. I don't really want to care. I got that.
How's this Christmas related?
Wait, you're right.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, sitting under the mistletoe. I just want to let it big ass snow. I just want to slide down the road. I don't even want to know down the road.
Hey,
if you want to get down with the beat with the low key, I just want to get with the keys and the. I just want to get Alicia.
Hey.
I just want to get Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
With the piano.
Hey.
Me. ABC, F sharp, and the AB. That's what the chords, you and me. Yeah. Okay. I got a big ass story to tell.
Okay.
The story to tell.
Hey.
Okay. It's not kind of crazy though. I'll tell it anyways.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this freaking story.
Hey.
And I'll tell you what, it like Rick and Morty. It's not as crazy as Rick and Morty, but by the end of the story you'll wanna kiss me.
Hey.
Wanna kiss me.
Hey.
And perseverance. It's kind of boring.
Uh-huh.
See? It's getting better.
Yeah, it is getting better. Shoot, let's try to go back and forth a couple times.
Okay.
Just Christmas related.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll go first.
Go first, ready? Please.
Look.
Okay.
Me and Santa have a lot in common. That is my boy.
Mm.
He be like, ho, ho, ho. I be like, yo.
Okay.
He be like, I got the hoes, I got the toys, and I got the buds. I be like, what? He be like, yeah. Got the reindeer. They be pulling up real quick.
Kay.
Got Rudolph in the front and Dasher in the back. And they bring it right back to Prancer and Dancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid. Go.
Yeah. Little elf with the snow and the Snow White. Even though. Hey, wait. Stop laughing, bro.
Wait, no, I mean for real.
Okay.
I like it. I like
it. Turn it back. Little elf with the snow and the Snow White. I just really want to know. It's so bright. Turn off the lights. Oh, I can't because my curtain is broken.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh,
that was good.
Remember when Fousey rapped and freestyled for us? What'd you think?
It was good. The segment that we had to cut out got a little crazy. It was good for the first half. Second half, it's like, yo, we can't. There's no way we can put that in the video. But he streamed it, so it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, but that was crazy.
All right, give me like a month. I'll tone it in.
Yeah, how have you been practicing to do this?
In the car. I just go to like YouTube and do like, you know, one of those live streams where they play beats and stuff. And then I just think of a word like I, and then think of another word later down the road like die, and then mix
them
together.
I bet there's like YouTube videos you can look up and be like, freestyle cipher, and then somebody just freestyles, and then they pause or they stop so you can go, and then they go again, and then you can go. I bet that's a good practice.
It's probably on TikTok,
because then you get some examples, and then you can like try to go off of their example, and then they give you another example. So that'd be cool.
You know those TikTok videos? I don't know if you've seen.
I have.
With the blue.
Yeah.
And the red.
Yeah.
Like icing blue.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Those are cool. You know what is the most stressful thing about Christmas?
Gift giving.
Yes, so stressful. It's so hard.
You know, you gotta, what we did this year.
What
that eliminated all the stress.
What
we're doing? White elephant.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
It's one gift. That's it.
Perfect, because it's stressful, especially like you have to think of all your close family and friends, and you have to think about what they want, and then you're like, oh, you got to remember something specific, or like you have to know what they would like. I think it would eliminate stress if it just became tradition for people to post their want wish list on social media somewhere. So you just get something from the list. That way you make sure you get something you want, and you don't have to stress about what to get somebody, and you can have cheap stuff, expensive, whatever you want. And then they can just get one of those things. Wow. That'd be so easy. It's like a wedding registry, yeah, but for Christmas.
Whoa, that's crazy, because there's an app called Elfster that does the same exact thing. You should get
and
on
it. It posts on social media?
No, you just get it's on the app. So it like notifies you.
Oh, yeah.
I have it. You want to see mine?
Yes.
Yeah, here.
Send it to me. I didn't even know this existed. This is great.
No. Here, read my list, dude. Where's my phone?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's called Elfster. It makes it a lot easier.
So much easier. And then you just invite your friends and family in our group chat. That's nice.
So this is my wish.
People are going to think this is a brand deal.
It's not a brand deal.
It sounded like we set it up perfectly.
Oh, speaking of brand deals, we have our first brand read today. We'll do it in a bit.
It's our first one ever. Don't skip it. Just watch it. You don't have to watch the other ones, but this is our first one. Come on now. Let me see.
So if you have the app and you can just, you know. And then you can just buy it and then mark it as like, oh.
And then it orders it on here for you too?
I think it like links you to like Amazon or something.
What? When did you do this? Have you been doing this for years and you've been gatekeeping it?
I haven't gatekeep it.
How come you didn't tell me?
It doesn't cross my mind.
When did you get this?
2022? Yeah, get it. Yeah, it's not sponsored, but it does help though.
You know. I got some Christmas trivia. You ready?
Okay.
You know what they eat in Japan on Christmas as tradition every year because of something that happened in the 1970s.
Nagasaki ramen!
Nope.
What?
KFC.
Yes!
Yeah, every Christmas, it's like everybody eats KFC over there. And you know why?
Because chicken isn't popular.
No, because they... In Japan in the 1970s, KFC came out with this marketing plan, and the marketing plan said, hey, foreigners, like American foreigners or wherever foreigners, you want to celebrate Christmas? Come get KFC, because it's hard to get turkey, apparently. Like, it's not easy like it is here. Mm-hmm. You can go to any store around Thanksgiving or Christmas and get turkey. There, it's hard. So KFC positioned themselves as the Western, like, festive holiday place. So now it's just tradition for all of Japan to eat KFC fried chicken, because it's hard to get turkey.
I don't even like turkey.
What's the hot? What? You like turkey? You like duck?
Depends. I like pecking duck. You like pecking duck?
Pegging duck? What are you talking
you
about?
Said pegging duck?
No.
Pecking.
No, I don't.
Peking.
Oh, peking.
Yeah, same thing.
No. I don't like peking, and I don't like, I like rotisserie chicken. That's it.
Oh, bro. Costco rotisserie
Just rotisserie.
Chicken? Any rotisserie?
That's all I want, just rotisserie.
Can't go wrong with rotisserie.
Can't go wrong with rotisserie. Oh, next fact. Ready? Highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. What is it?
Mariah Carey's...
No, not song. It's a movie.
That Christmas thing. A Christmas movie.
Yep.
It's called Christmas movie.
No, but it is a Christmas movie. Hello. Fousey's calling me.
No way.
Speaker? Let's see. Yo.
Alex.
What's up, buddy?
Am I going to see you today?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Are we going to the company party? My management are having a Christmas party, and I said if Aaron and Ronnie go, because they're in the same management, I'll go. But they're like 75% sure percent going. But I can definitely hang out tomorrow because I didn't know I had this thing. I forgot.
You said that yesterday.
What did I say yesterday?
That I can hang out tomorrow.
Yeah, because yesterday I just got back and I was tired. But today I have a holiday party I forgot about. But tomorrow... I really don't have anything. I'm supposed to go to Vlad's fight, but it's like 3 hours away. So I'm not going to go to that.
You better prove that you're at a Hollywood party with a picture, or else I'm going to send G7 guys to find you.
Okay. Okay, let's do it then. All right. Tomorrow, wait, let me look at my schedule right now to appease you, Your Highness.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, I just have... Oh, yeah, I'm free probably like at like 3. By 3 tomorrow, I'll be free.
Sounds good.
All right, Dan.
All right, see you.
Hey, you're on the podcast. Say hello.
All right now?
Yeah.
Is it live?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Coming back for another episode, y'all. Even more.
There you go. Oh, did you see that clip I sent you?
I was dying.
JC sent that to me, and he was like, look at this from your podcast. That was hilarious.
I'm going to post that.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Love you.
I love you, too. Bye. He's like a little kid. He's like, you said we could hang out. That's what you said yesterday.
You better take a picture that you're in the party. Yeah. Okay, so
he
I just found out.
You have Elfster.
What?
Yeah, how do you know this?
You're right here.
Do I have a list?
I don't know.
I don't have a list. Oh, if I do, it's from years ago.
Does he have a list?
Do I have a list? No way. Let me see. What did I put on there?
You did it last year.
That was over 300 days ago. And you want me to remember one day out of 365?
That's crazy.
I don't even.
Everything you described that you wish there was, you had it a year ago.
Hey, sponsor us, Elfster. Come on. Gadzooks, man. I'd be doing that.
We interrupt this program because we have our first ad read.
Yay, let's go, buddy.
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Mm. Being an adult has its high points. Like,
yep.
I can eat ice cream anytime I want, go to sleep anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not all particularly that great sometimes.
Yeah. You have to figure out taxes. You have to figure out what to eat for dinner every single night. Mm-hmm. And you got to make doctor's appointments. And for that last one, you got ZocDoc, the healthcare app that makes adulting that much easier.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can compare and search for high-quality in-network doctors.
Oh!
You can choose the one for your needs. And click to instantly book an appointment, like I'm doing right now, because I'm hurting. Plus, ZocDoc appointments happen fast. Typically, like 24 to 72 hours of booking. And you can even score same-day appointments.
Yeah, so stop putting off those doctor appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com/spicyfruit to be able to find a top-rated doctor for your special needs.
That's ZocDoc.com/spicyfruit.
Yeah.
ZocDoc.
All right, more Christmas lore. You ready?
Oh, I have a Christmas gift for you.
What? Right now?
Yep.
Is it the piece of candy?
Nope. You're right. It's a piece of candy.
Ooh.
I want to smell the red one.
What is the difference? I think this is probably caramel, so I'll take it.
Yep.
I got my Elfster list from last year.
You have your Elfster list?
Elfster list, yeah. Running shirts.
Okay.
Headlamp, which I did get.
Okay.
A little headlamp.
For running and stuff?
No, for my girlfriend wants to pop my pimples at night.
Oh, okay.
So she puts it on so
that's
she can
specific.
See. And then some eye patches.
Eye patches?
Like here.
Oh, for baggy eyes.
That's all I had. Because
oh, wow.
I didn't want my family to spend that much. So
yeah.
Yeah.
All I have is socks and like film canisters and a $3,000 sauna.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever's nice enough, let's get the sauna, please.
We didn't talk about the highest grossing Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. Is it the Christmas movie?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It is a Christmas movie.
It is the.
No.
It is a.
Well, it is the because it's the highest grossing one.
Frozen.
No. It's old. 1990s.
It's a Christmas movie with a kid with that thing. He eats soap. Am I tripping?
Soap?
Yeah, you're like, eat soap.
Don't eat soap.
You said a bad word.
If you do eat soap, go to ZocDoc.com/spicyfruit.
Okay, what is it?
Home Alone, man.
Oh, no way.
Number one ever.
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 Coley McCulkin is still making money off of that.
Probably.
Dang.
Every Christmas, he probably gets, that's right, he's probably chilling.
He's set.
He got a little Asian baddie, and he's just good to go.
He's like the Mariah Carey of Christmas.
You know who he's married to?
Is that Asian baddie?
Yeah.
Tila Tequila.
No.
Who?
London Tipton.
No way.
Yeah.
From the...
Brenda Song.
Didn't she have a baby with the guy from Metro Station?
I don't know.
Trey Cyrus.
I have no idea.
Miley's sister's brother, she had a baby with him. And then, am I tripping?
Is it during the crossover episode on the Sweet Life
of
Zach
and Cody? This was a long time. It was like 2009.
Yeah, that's the crossover. She must have came on like
Hannah Montana came onto the boat to the Zach and Cody's thing, and then the brother was probably there chilling, and she was like, yo, what's up? Let's make a baba.
Okay, probably then.
Maybe.
But anyways, that's... I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Brenda Song.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What would you do if you walked in on Santa? Like, if you were an adult and your family was asleep and you walked downstairs and Santa was there?
Oh, walked in. Yeah. I thought you meant Santa's doing it for some reason. No. I was like, walked in on Santa.
No, he's too busy for that. He's a virgin. Go.
What would I do?
Yeah.
I'd be like, give me some more gifts.
Or what?
Or you die.
And then he'd be like, good thing I went to ZocDoc.com.
What would you do? You would tickle him?
Oh, no. I would like probably grab a bat and be like, show me magic. Prove you're your Santa or I'm a mess you up. This is my house. Like, I don't know you. He could just be robbing us. We don't know.
Okay.
So he would need to show me some magic or he's going to get got.
Okay.
Yo.
Yeah.
He about to be like, you want to meet Rudolph and Prancer right here?
Rudolph and Prancer?
Yeah.
I got Dipsy and Lala, baby.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I got Bubbles and Blossom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got number one and number two.
Hey, I got Ed, and Eddie.
Hey, let's keep going. Let's go. I got Dexter and DD.
Hey, I got a cat dog, baby.
Okay. Mm-mm, okay. Mm-mm,
hit you from both sides. I don't know where they poop from.
Okay. I got Tommy and Dill. And
hey.
Pickles.
This guy, you know what country celebrates Christmas the longest starting in September in the entire world?
No freaking way.
Yeah.
September?
They started celebrating it in September, and this is the longest celebration of Christmas in the world.
Somewhere in South Africa?
Mm-mm.
South
it's America? A very known place.
South Africa?
Mm-mm.
Canada?
No.
Spain?
Nope.
Where?
Asia. Where in Asia?
No, we're not in Asia.
Where in Asia is it celebrated the longest?
The Philippines.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way.
They celebrated longer than any other country.
No.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I was there for 2 years. I don't remember that.
Because you were a little baby and you got shocked recently and you
eight.
Died and came back to life.
I was 8 years old. My memory is there.
No. It's Philippines.
All right.
Is it, what's the weather like in Christmas over there?
Hot.
Yeah, but like, is it? Rainy? Is it less hot?
No, it's hot.
Same hot?
No rain. That's a good season. If you want to visit the Philippines, December is a good time.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's like summer has to be way hotter.
Like Hawaii in December, but more humid.
Oh, but in the summertime, it's just hot.
It's hot and rainy.
Yeah.
That's typhoon season. You don't want to go there during that time. I made the mistake going there in June. We left early.
Dang, is that bad?
Yeah. Like, the town got flooded. Literally got flooded. Like,
Where were you?
In my hometown, Pangasinan.
Oh.
In the province.
And then you left early? And then the flights weren't delayed or anything?
No. Because I'm in the province, it's underwater. And then if you go to Manila, it's, like, more developed. So
yeah.
It's, like, not underwater.
Oh, they can handle it.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
Yeah. That's just, you know, that's the way life goes.
That's
the way life goes.
Candy canes. What are the shapes meant to represent?
Oh, that's a good question. Like this?
Yep.
Hooks. It looks like a hook.
Nope.
What?
It's something old timey. Bible. Think Bible.
Cane.
What kind of cane?
Like the Moses cane.
Yes,
oh,
the
Red
crook.
Sea. Oh,
a
yeah.
Shepherd's crook. Yeah,
too.
But yeah. It's,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, yo, no, for real.
Yeah,
for
but
real?
Why?
I don't know. They just shaped it after that, and then they just kept doing it.
Why is it red and white? Do you think?
I don't know. I think maybe Canadians probably had some input.
Oh.
Or Japan.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you ever do Elf on a Shelf?
No, but I have Snoop on a stoop at home.
But you didn't do it when you were a kid?
No.
Me either. I didn't even hear about it until I was like out of high school.
I didn't hear about it until I moved to California.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a popular thing.
What is it? You just put an elf on the shelf.
Yeah, and then he watches you. He's working for Santa to make sure you're being good.
Oh, that's messed up, though.
And then it moves every night and goes to a different
spot.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. If you get an elf on the shelf, that's what
no,
it does. Yeah,
no.
It adjusts and it goes somewhere else.
No, the parents do that.
No.
That would freak out my children.
Elon should come out with a microchip that really makes them move every night.
Elon West?
Yeah. That'd be cool. It's just that'd like, oh, cool. It can scan the perimeter and go to another shelf or it can get down.
That's kind of scary. I would just move it personally just like this. See?
Yeah.
Elf on the shelf.
I'm so sad. I think that would have been like, well, I probably would have been scared.
Yeah, they would give me a heart attack and a migraine. I definitely would have to book on ZocDoc now if I did.
Yeah.
If I saw that happening.
For
right?
elf-related incidences?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elf-related incidents and headaches.
Nightmare Before Christmas. What's the villain's name? I thought it was
Oogie.
Something. Yeah.
Oogie Boogie.
Yeah. I thought it was Boogeyman.
Oogie. Is Oogie
How does
Boogie.
Everybody know this? What?
I've never seen the movie, but I just know it because I typed in Oogie. I was like, oh, that's Oogie?
Gosh darn it. I think we should have a Christmas food battle. We go back and forth and we start off with something not the greatest.
Okay.
And then we have to beat each other every time we go.
All right.
So I'll go first. Ready? Mashed potatoes and gravy. And you have to beat that though. But slightly.
I'm going to leave.
Why?
You said mashed potatoes not that great and gravy?
No, I mean, but out of the all the Christmas stuff, it's on the lower end. It's
that
delicious.
That is not the low end.
It's a great supporting.
That's not a low
it's
end.
It's a great supporting character.
Yeah. What's the thing that's like hard? Fruitcake?
I like that.
You like fruitcake
you
more than.
You don't like the kick of the fruit?
You like fruitcake more than mashed potatoes?
No, not more than mashed potatoes. You're right. That was
okay,
the low. That was low.
Okay.
All
right, my turn, mashed potatoes.
Okay. Wait, I went.
You said fruitcake.
Oh, fruitcake.
I said mashed potatoes.
No, okay.
I don't even think mashed potatoes is bottom of the list either. I think candy cane.
How about candy cane?
Yeah.
That's delicious.
I don't like it.
I eat candy canes.
I
my whole life.
I don't like candy canes.
My mom would get candy canes. She would put it all over the tree. And starting as soon as she put the tree, I would sneak over there every night and get one off the back so nobody would notice. And I'd get one off the back so nobody knows. And then I would climb all the way up until the whole back's clear. And then I would spread all the ones on front. I would space them out more. And then I would eat them little by little so that they didn't notice. And by the time they noticed, I already ate like 30 candy canes.
Brother, the co-host, is this true?
Yeah.
Every year. I would get in trouble,
oh
but it'd
gosh.
Be worth it, my friend.
Are you one of those people who like, suck the candy cane until it's like pointy and you stab people?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Was it just me?
Maybe you should book an appointment on ZocDoc.com. Spicy fruit.
You've never done that. You just like suck it like and it gets super pointy and you just start stabbing
no.
things.
I would usually break what? It in half. I would eat the stick first and then I would put the hook in my mouth like dentures and just suck on it like that. Like that.
Brother of the co-host, is that true?
That's how I eat it. I don't like to hold it. It gets sticky. So I just eat half of it and then take the wrapper off the hook and then put the hook.
Okay. That's
yeah.
cool. That's
cool. Okay. Gingerbread houses. How come they're
Ooh.
Not edible? They're never good. You can never eat one.
Have you ever built one?
Yeah, I hate doing it too.
And me too.
It's Mine always looks
fucking,
bad.
Yeah, it's just a lot of work.
Yeah. And then
and
you
it's
can't,
so hard.
You can't eat it. I've punched it and it hurts.
Yes.
Yes.
It's so hard.
It's so hard. It's like, man, I want to eat one.
So you, okay. So that would be number four on the list?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Cane? That's pretty bad, yeah.
But you like candy cane.
I love candy canes.
Okay, gingerbread and then candy cane.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then how you feel about cranberry sauce?
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Green beans.
I like green beans.
I like green beans. oh, potato scallops. I love it when they have
what
cheesy potato
that?
Scallops.
That looks
just
good. Anything
it's like
with cheese?
Yeah, it's just like chopped up like chips, but they don't dry it out. Oh. And then you eat that chip and you put it in your mouth hole.
That sounds great.
Remember when in North Carolina
mm-hmm.
before global warming where it snowed a bunch all the time? You don't remember that? Maybe you weren't here yet. No, you were.
I think I was, but it always snowed in like February and January.
That's normal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, but
yes.
Remember it was cold. Now in North Carolina for the past like probably 5 to 10 years, you're lucky if it snows once a year, maybe for a week a year, but it never sticks to the ground and it's barely any. But when I was a kid, my dad used to like take me outside after it snowed off the back porch and he would just throw me because it was like 4 feet of snow and I would like, and I'd get stuck and we have videos of it. And then I remember I woke up one morning and there was like an ice storm. So we lived on the second floor apartment. I opened the blinds and we're at the tree branch level and it's like all these trees and the whole tree branch is just one giant ice thing.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa. So I went to the balcony and I threw a rock at it and it all shattered. The whole branch just like, and it dropped.
Did it make a cool noise?
Yeah. It just hit the ground. And like, yeah. Damn. It was crazy. Yeah, that's how cold it got. And now it doesn't. Now it's nothing.
You know, we should go snowboarding now. Talking about that snow.
Yeah.
Wait.
Let's go.
Oh, it's open now.
Yeah, it is.
It's been open.
Yeah.
Want to go next week?
I'll check with Alexis, but maybe.
Like on a Monday?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it. Okay, let's go. Yeah, yeah.
I got a teacher. She doesn't know how.
Exactly. Perfect time.
Okay, let's go.
All right, we're going to snowboarding, guys. Right. Oh, also, you know what we're doing Sunday? Hmm. We're going curling.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to go curling.
How did that occur? Why did you want to go?
Because I saw someone do it like a long time ago. I was like, oh, I want to do that. And then it's just Christmas season, and I just needed 8 people to do it, and 8 people said yeah.
Who we got? You, me, Aaron,
you, me,
Ronnie,
Aaron,
Alexis.
Ronnie, Alexis.
Matt.
Pablo. That's it. Monette. That's it. Squeaky, squeaky.
That's not 8 people?
That is 8 people.
Okay, good, good, good. Can I vlog it?
You can do whatever.
Hey, okay, how are we going to, are we just going to take turns on who goes, psh, and then who goes like.
I honestly don't know how it works, dude.
I think it's only 3-person teams.
Is it?
Because somebody goes, oh, I guess you play 3-on-3 or maybe, and then.
4-on-4?
4-on-4?
Yeah.
I don't know. You, one person like pushes it. And they have to get it in the target, in the bullseye.
Yeah.
And then the other two just like clean
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know when to stop cleaning. I guess it's a competition.
I guess it's a competition. I thought we're all one team. But to come to think of it, we're 2 teams.
I bet we're like, it's like a class. So they teach us and then we play against each other.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm kind of excited now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's crazy.
Are you good at ice skating?
Yes.
Just as good as you are rollerblading?
Yes.
It's really? Like you go backwards and stuff on ice skating? Is it the same thing?
Exact same thing.
Really?
When I went, I used to be really obsessed with rollerblading.
Uh-huh.
And I could go backwards, I could do jumps, whatever. And then I went ice skating for the first time and they're like, it's completely different. And I was like, oh, really? And they're like, yeah, it's going to be hard. First step on the ice, boom. I was like, what? I turned around. I'm like, guys, this is the same thing. And they're like, how are you doing that? But it is. It's just like your ankles are, it's just tight. You got to make those shoes tight, tight.
That is crazy. That's like one thing I remember you when we were teenagers, like the guy who rollerblades.
Yeah. I used to love rollerblading.
Literally just see you down the cul-de-sac, just going backwards and then go.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's Alex.
It's like the fastest you can go without a motor.
How did you learn that? You just dip board and then. I never asked you because I was jealous. I was like, man, that's stupid.
A lot of things I did when I was little, I just just got obsessed with it. So like I just taught myself. So swimming, my mom would take us to the apartment swimming pool, mm-hmm. and there was a 9-foot deep place, and I don't know, like my whole family is ADHD, so we can't teach each other stuff.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'll figure it out. So I would jump in the 9-foot pool, I can't swim, and then I would hold my breath, sink to the bottom, and when I got to the bottom, I would kick back up and grab the wall. And I did that like 100 times, like.
Wait,
every
to learn
day.
How to swim?
Yeah.
You would go all the way down to 9 foot?
Yeah, I would just sink. And then
how old were you?
Like,
that's dangerous,
I was
my
like
guy.
8?
That's dangerous.
I know. I don't know why people weren't watching. Like, I think there should have been a lifeguard or something, but I was doing it a lot.
Yeah.
And so I would do that, and I'd do that. And next day, I would jump in a little further. So I'd have to jump back to, or I had to push off the floor and get back to the wall. Then I would do it a little bit further. And eventually, I could jump in one side, and I could push off the ground to the other side, and I would grab the wall.
That is so dangerous.
And then eventually, I could just jump in, and I could swim to the other side and grab the wall.
Oh, wow.
And then same with rollerblading. I used to just go rollerblade, and then I would just fall, and then just get frustrated.
Uh-huh.
And I would be drenched in sweat after every time we went for like an hour.
You would found like a 9-foot empty swimming pool, and you would jump from the bottom to top with your rollerblades.
No.
Oh.
my dad took us to the roller rink a lot, and then he was good at it, and then he just kind of was like, "You guys got to just figure it out." And then I just taught myself how to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like one of the randomest skills I know you by. Impressive. Very impressive.
Can
though.
You rollerblade at all?
No.
I
know to like. You've seen me. I tried rollerblading with the floor.
Oh yeah.
One. I couldn't even
and
do
you were
it.
Walking.
Yeah. Dude, I hurt myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You fell hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I still have the scar. Oh, why? Golly geez. Right here.
That's
still.
It?
Yep.
Oh,
never
dang.
Healed.
What?
Yep. I should get that checked out. Just doctor. I'm excited for the holidays,
oh, so,
man.
So, yeah, holidays are coming.
Yeah, what do you have planned?
I'm going to
Boston
for Alexa's family because we switch off every year.
Yeah.
But we realized Aaron and Ronnie also switch off every year, and we've been doing the opposite.
So you never see each other.
Yeah, we never see each other. And we didn't realize until like this year, I was like, why do we never see each other on Thanksgiving and Christmas? I was like, oh, we're on different schedules for like 5 years.
What? Did you change it?
Yeah, I think next year we're going to do the same thing, yeah, that we did this year. That we are on the same timeline as them. Because they go home, and then we come back, and then they go to North Carolina, and then I go to Boston. So, yeah, I don't know why you've been doing that. That's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're on the same page now.
What are you doing? North Carolina?
No, they're coming here.
Ah.
They're here for a week. Mm-hmm. So we are doing White Elephant, our first year.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, $100 buy-in. Makes it so much easier. You spend $100 and then just steal presents, whatever you want. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, that's nice. And then, yeah.
I don't know if this will be on. This was supposed to be a surprise, but there's this dispensary,
mm-hmm.
but above the dispensary is a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and then you can order food and things from the dispensary too. So there's two waiters, one for food and one for dispensary people. They give you two separate menus. So I'm gonna take them there just to get the cool experience.
What do you order? Edibles, or you order like
anything?
And then it's like Postmates. They just go get it for you.
No, they literally work for the dispensary downstairs. It's all one thing.
Yeah, so they're just going to go get it. And
yeah, get it downstairs, bring it up, and then you can literally, you know, if you want to smoke it in the restaurant, you can.
Oh, what?
Do edibles in the restaurant, you can. What? And eat food.
Oh, dang. I thought you were going to say they combine the cannabis in the food.
No.
Oh.
No, you eat one. Yeah, you eat the food, but then you can also smoke if you want to.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
But then
cool?
What if you're sitting in a room full of smoke for, like, your whole
dinner? No, apparently the air purifier is really good, so it just goes away. You don't even smell anything.
What?
You
don't
know
smell next to you?
No.
That's crazy.
I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then what are you doing for your wife's birthday?
It was on Friday, last Friday.
Oh. What did you do?
We bought rugs.
Oh, I saw that. And then you went to that
nice.
Little secret restaurant.
Yeah, they got sushi.
And then, but now you're having a little,
a little kickback.
Party.
Little kickback, but it turned out to be 24 people going. So it's
that's
not
good.
Little.
That's not too many.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, but it's not full blown party. I feel like it's like 30 to 50 people is like full blown.
Yeah,
24
yeah.
is like friends plus ones and plus ones. Yeah.
So we just got like a little taco man.
Hey.
But then I'm trying to configure this game. It's going to be a game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We need all 24 participants and then only one winner.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 5 rounds. It'll be cool.
There's not first place, second place, third place. It's just
nope,
first
just
place.
One round. There's a prize.
Hot dog.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Trust.
I've been doing YouTube for so long, I know exactly which games to play.
Nice. Oh, it's gonna be like that.
It's gonna be
like the silly ones. Like, it's not gonna be like put the Kleenex box full of ping pong on your butt and shake it.
No, it's gonna be the cool ones.
The helmet challenge.
Yes.
I just did the helmet challenge on my channel with my parents.
What is the helmet challenge?
So it's like a streaming thing. I mean, it was like a old Asian like meme, you know, where they hit each other with helmets with masks on and then you don't know. You have to guess who it is.
Yeah.
So they've been doing that a lot in the streaming world. So I did. I was like, oh, I'll do a Christmas version with my family. Mm-hmm. So I got a helmet and then I got a bunch of pool noodles.
Yeah.
And there's four of them. There's Alexis, my mom and my dad and Andrew behind me. And you play music so you can't hear who's moving around, and then they hit you like boom, and it hurts and it's loud.
Oh my god.
And then once that happens, you turn the music off and you have to look back and guess.
Uh-huh.
So then that's why I knew so much Christmas trivia, because I just did that video, and if they guessed who it was correctly, that person had to sit down and then they had to answer Christmas trivia. If they got it wrong, they had to touch the electric fly swatter. And then they had to answer another question. If they got it wrong, they got to touch the electric fly swatter.
Oh my gosh. I don't think we're I'll think about it.
It was fun.
But you know the little marble game we got? The marble one? That's going to be in it.
Oh, you set it up?
Nope. I'm going to set it up tonight.
Oh.
Wish me luck.
Oh, jeez. By yourself?
Yep.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it.
Oh, jeez. If I don't have to go to the management party, and if I don't have to, and if I don't hang out with Fousey, I'll come over and help you. Because that thing looked confusing. Our whole team was how are we going to do this? And now it's just us.
Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow night. How about that?
Oh, I'm busy tomorrow night. I got to hang out with Fousey. Yeah. But if you want to start
tell him
help you.
Tell him you have to help me with something. I really need
I'm sure he'll love that. He's like, that's what you said yesterday.
But this is urgent, though.
Did you see that thing I sent you? Or I posted on my story?
No.
Watch it real quick. It's only like 10 seconds. It's funny, but so they could hear it. If you guys don't follow us on social media, you're missing out. Go, we be posting stuff.
What did you post?
Do you ever text or call my daughter ever again, and I promise you it's the last number you are ever going to dial. I will find you, and I will hurt you, and I'm not f***ing around.
That's so funny, bro.
Yeah, he's out there. I'm like, whoa, man. Like, it's crazy where his brain just jumps to something. I think it's similar to my situation where I have ADHD.
Yeah.
But I go from something to something. He goes from, like, an extreme to another extreme. And mine is, like, random to, like, the most random. But his is like, what? He can be, like, super serious and super angry. And then the next one, he's playing around, like, ask me about girls.
Dude,
I'm like, what?
That's cool.
It's crazy. You know who else I noticed? It's crazy. I'm my mom.
Mm-hmm. You are exactly your mom.
I'm exactly my mom. Like,
what does she do?
I don't know, but her finding me like playing around with stabilizing Alexis on the ladder and filming it and laughing, that's exactly what I would do, and that's exactly what I would find funny. But all the comments are like, "Oh, my mom would be mad. My mom would be. I can't believe." Like, the family's okay with this. This must happen all the time.
But your mom is you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She just thought she was the only one laughing. Me and her were the only ones laughing. The rest of the family were like, oh, he's just doing something crazy.
Dang. What happened after that moment? You just continued to put the tree?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing. Yeah. That was it.
Normal life.
That's just normal. That was probably like one out of like 20 things that day.
Dang.
That the internet would be like, whoa, you do that in front of your family?
You're not going to see your mom anytime soon, right?
We're going on a cruise in February.
Oh, if you do, tell her do the same thing.
To my mom?
No!
Oh!
Get her to film and, like, laugh, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just film it. Film all 20 instances and then post it.
Yeah, maybe I should just, like...
That's your niche.
I should put my... Oh, you mean those instances.
Yes.
I thought you meant put my face in her butt again.
No. Just instances like that. And just have your mom laugh in the background.
I thought of another one that would be funny. I was like, oh, what if, like, we're just at the beach and she's, like, tanning and then I just trip and fall in.
I just hear mom.
Yeah. My mom's the one that tripped me. She was wheezy laughing hard. Yeah. It was cool, but Alexis got annoyed.
Why?
Because when she posted the video, it was fine. Everybody thought it was funny. Our friends and family were like, oh, all our followers were like, oh, that's hilarious. And then it hit the trending page for TikTok and Instagram. 17 million on TikTok, 7 million on Instagram.
Random people.
And random people that don't know who we are said, oh, brother and sister. And she was like, oh, I'm so annoyed by that. So she deleted like probably hundreds of comments. I deleted hundreds of comments on Instagram just because. But I was like, I don't know. I think everybody just thinks that's the joke to make. I don't think they think that we're brother and sister. They just think, oh, this will get a lot of likes.
Yeah.
So everybody's posting that. Even though the caption said, boyfriend, hashtag girlfriend, hashtag couple goals, hashtag Christmas.
They don't care,
They
man.
Don't care. They're just trying to get the likes.
Yeah, they don't care. They just say whatever's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, that's our life. So I'm glad I have the meta glasses now.
Yeah.
Because I can catch all these little things.
Anything interesting happened that you captured with your meta glasses? And for you guys who don't know meta glasses, it's glasses that record video. It's pretty cool. Pretty sneaky.
No, nothing. I just posted a YouTube just made it where, like, instead of 60-second videos, now you can upload 3-minute shorts on YouTube now. So I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I can use the meta glasses for this. So I saved that baby possum on my social media. If you didn't follow, you didn't see it. On Instagram, at Alex Hobby and Guava Juice. But I posted the possum video on YouTube, so we're going to see how it does. It's 3 minutes long.
Yep. You got any plans in Boston?
I don't know. I know that it's cold.
Uh-huh.
So when we went last year, I don't know if I went once or twice. I think I've only gone once because it's our third year.
Yeah.
And then last year was Christmas with my family, so now we're going back there to Boston.
What does Boston look like?
It's like just city.
Oh.
I guess. Like, when we go into Boston, because they live outside of Boston, but Boston looks like downtown Durham.
Is it like, kind of like where we live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But just more.
Yeah.
But it's just cold, man. It's freezing.
Yeah. My brother just visited Boston recently, and he said he would move there.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
That's where I was when you called me to start with Side Productions.
Yeah. Spicy Fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we could go back, what would you change? Like, now that we know where we failed, where we succeeded, what would the plan be if you called me that night and was like, hey, let's do this?
Absolutely nothing.
What?
No, just same.
Don't do it?
No, do it.
Do it all
again. Do it for sure, yeah.
If I could go back, I would say, hey, let's just do the podcast together.
Mm.
And then we could put all we have into the podcast. And then that's it. And then we don't get back together, only on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we could have used all the support for the podcast. We could have, like, I think that's, if I could go back, I don't regret anything, but if I could go back, that's what I would focus on.
True.
Yeah. Cause I feel like we just didn't know that we would like this so much.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that this would be where this was going, or this would be the last standing.
The thing is, like, I enjoyed it a lot. The stuff we filmed, but it wasn't getting any views. So that was what's disappointing. Like, all the beginning stuff, like, and then tying our peepees together, all that stuff. It was great.
Drawing each other naked,
I had a blast.
It was fun, but was it worth $1 million each?
I don't think it was. We didn't even spend $1 million each.
I did.
With what?
Well, I think it's just, I had other finances, so over the year, paying the salaries and the rent and the props and the guests and the set. And then plus what I was spending on, like, rent and this and that and this. I think I've spent $1 million in that year.
It's okay. It's all about momentum. I learned that in therapy today.
Yeah.
There's a difference between motivation and momentum.
Ooh, explain. But first, who did you have a therapy session with?
It's disclosed. I can't say.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought because.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so momentum and motivation, what is it?
Okay, so my whole life, it's been fast. Absolutely just go, right?
Yeah.
And that's motivation, to go fast, motivation to get something done. You're going to go high speeds. You're going to try do your best to get there, be addicted to something to get to that point.
Yeah.
Right now, I am not motivated. I'm in the process of just momentum.
Yeah.
Meaning it's okay to go slow, to go medium speed, to go fast. The momentum will build up eventually over time.
Hmm.
You don't always have to necessarily go. It's okay to be right here in the bottom, because you have the power to move that with momentum to get to the next place. If you go back down, it's okay. Because you already felt that motivation, and it's okay to go slow, and it's okay to have that momentum shift.
Hmm. I think what that explanation just reminded me of is my whole motivation, like, when we first started YouTube, and then we started popping off, and I started vlogging, everything was to get my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that happened, I was just kind of like, what do I do now?
No, you had no purpose?
I kind of didn't have purpose. Yeah. I was like, oh, I just keep doing YouTube. Yeah, so then I'm trying to figure out, now I have new motivation because I'm getting close to being married. I'm getting close to starting a family. Because when you get married, that's pretty much the birth of your family.
Yeah.
That's where the family starts.
Uh-huh.
And then you have kids. And so then I have kids coming. I'm like, oh, I have new motivation. So I've been.
So it's time to go time.
Oh, yeah. It's go time for me. I'm in high level, whatever.
High motivation time.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, like, any opportunities come away. Yes, brand deals, yes. Boxing matches, yes. Vlogging, yes. Appearances, yes. Guest stars, yes. Cameos, yes. Everything's yes.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been like that, except for when we first moved here, everything's yes, yes, yes. Oh, collab, yes. So I haven't done that in, like, probably 8 years.
Uh-huh.
So I'm ready to just hit the ground running again. See what happens, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the opposite now.
That's crazy.
It's like, oh, if it happens, let me think about it. Maybe. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's nice. It's weird going slow. I'm still trying to get used to the, ever since we stopped, like, production.
Yeah.
I'm still not used to it. I'm not used to the slow life, just because it's been go forever for me. So, it's nice.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I'm not productive at home, but I learned today I am still productive, just in a different light.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, you know, driving to work, I use the time driving to work to cook.
Duolingo.
Yeah, Duolingo. Just other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a learning thing. What do you call it? Growing pains.
Growing pains.
Yeah.
I used to have growing pains.
That's a thing when you get tall and your body hurts, right?
Yeah, that's what my dad said. I don't know if it's true, but I used to get electrical shocks in my chest.
Oh, I don't think that's growing pains. I think we talked about this. Isn't that like a genetics thing?
I don't know. I just assumed my rib cage was growing because it felt like I was getting shocked to my chest growing up pretty often. Like,
what did your doctor say? You mentioned that?
Yeah, they said, I don't know.
I guess you got to book an appointment with doctor.
I went to a doctor and I was like, hey, I have these shocking in my chest and like it's debilitating for like 5 seconds. I'm just walking down the hallway at like middle school or high school or elementary school. And I'm like, and my friend's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, hold on. Okay, we're good. And the doctor said, there you go. And I was like, what is that? And he was like, it's just one of those things. And I was like,
what?
All right. Yeah. That's because I didn't go to ZocDoc.com. Okay. Spicy fruit. That's why.
That's why. You went to not ZocDoc.
Yeah.
You booked it through like a regular doctor.
Yep. Ew. Who does that? It's 2025 almost.
ZocDoc, bro. It's good.
It's
good
easy. It makes health. It's a healthcare app that makes adulting so much easier.
Yeah. You know, I actually used ZocDoc before.
Really?
Yep. That's what? Why we accepted this brand deal. Because I was lifting one day. I was like doing squats. And all of a sudden, I feel this sharp pain in my testicles.
Which one?
The left one.
Ah, that's your favorite.
That, yeah, the good one.
Dang.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah.
So I booked an appointment because I thought it was going to, I don't know, testicular cancer because it might.
Yeah.
Because we are in that age. So I went to the doctor. He checked it out, filled my thing. He said it was just strained from
too many squats.
Yeah, I pulled it.
Ah.
So thankfully, I got peace of mind. Cause
you know when my balls hurt? Well, what other times does your balls hurt? Like, is there a specific time?
When I shave and I cut it accidentally.
That's you shave the sack?
Yeah.
Like an egg?
Yeah.
Mine is when I'm driving for long distances and I have the seat heater on for like on high for a long time. And then I'll be like, oh. And then so whenever I turn the seat heater on now in the car, I always like pick it up and then I close my legs and put it down. Yeah. I don't know. That's probably bad. To have your bad, just dude. It's like incubating like a chicken egg. If you're sitting there for like an hour on high heat.
Do your balls drop that low?
Is your balls not touching the seat right now?
No.
They're hanging. They're up in the air.
Yeah.
No.
My thighs are cupping it.
Hold on. Let me see. What? No, you're not sitting up. That's why. Sit like that. Shake it. Like, loosen it. Get it off your thighs. There you go. And now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. You scared me. I was like, yo, right I'm there. Only a year older than you.
Oof. Yeah.
But apparently, they just keep getting longer.
It's always going to be droopy.
You think it's going to get to our knees?
I don't know.
If we make it to 120, I bet it gets at least to mid-thigh.
Mm.
Like, the sack.
Yeah, I guess very similar to, like, women's boobs.
Yeah, it's gravity. Here,
it's the same thing with our sacks.
Yeah, it's like
also,
80
years.
Also,
did we lose retention talking about this?
You think?
Maybe.
No, I think it's important.
Sacks,
I feel like every guy in the world watching this is going like this right now and be like, huh.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I kind of heard it when I was wearing
that.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. So it's like I got kicked in the nuts. Also, in middle school, why do you ever got kicked in the nuts?
No, never.
Multiple times.
Why? Because jackass influence?
Yeah. Yep. Walking down the hallway, kick my nuts.
Wait, were they your friends?
Yep. I was like, bro, why are you kicking my nuts, bro?
That's never happened to me, ever.
It happened to me multiple times.
Dang.
I was very cautious. I was like paranoid walking down the hallways in school.
Dang.
Yeah, you never got kicked in the nuts.
No. Not even, once. Like, not even. The only time I got hit in the nuts is like maybe with a soccer ball or something on accident.
What?
That's crazy. Yeah. Does it hurt your pee-pee when you touch your belly button?
No.
What?
What do you mean does it hurt
just
my pee-pee?
Just like move around in your belly button. You don't feel it in your pee-pee a little bit?
No, I feel it more in my belly button.
What? It's because the umbilical cord, isn't it attached?
To my pee-pee?
Yeah. Don't have to get that aggressive.
I don't know.
Let me
I
see.
Didn't feel anything.
What? You don't? I feel it at the tip.
I'm
like, ow.
I don't know what your nervous system doing, but mine doesn't do that.
It feels like I put a sour Skittle in the tip of it.
No way.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
What?
I don't know. Sour Skittle in the tip of it?
No, I won't fit.
No.
But that's what it feels like.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long are you out of town for?
7 days. How will was I out of town?
No.
Or will I be out of town?
Will you be out of town?
7 days. I hate going out of town.
What day is that?
It's Monday to Tuesday.
Oh, 23rd to the 30th?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
That's exact days, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
But it's just, I hate going anywhere for longer than 5 days. Like, 5 days is my max where I'm just like, oh, I'm ready to get back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be in my bed. I want to have my routine. I want to get back to just, like, working my life. Like,
you know what sucks, too? Mm. Going from West Coast to East Coast?
Yeah.
Because the time difference.
It's not even that far, but it's just enough to mess you up.
Like 3 hours. You wake up at like, what, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock there, but it's like 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock here. It's the worst.
It's the worst. And then I try to stay on schedule because it's 7 days. So I was like, okay, I'm going to stay on California schedule. But that means if I go to sleep around midnight every night, I have to stay up till 3 a.m. And then I sleep until 11 a.m., but everybody's already awake and doing stuff. And I feel bad. And then we waste the day. And then they go back to sleep at like, they go to sleep at like 11, but I have to stay up till like 2 or 3.
Yep.
Dang.
But like, it's only good if you like, you go out at night back home. Cause it's like 3 o'clock there. You're like awake, fully awake.
Yeah. It sucks. At least it's not like London or the Philippines. It's like 12 hour difference. That super sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I need like 3 days to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what's super nice is going from East Coast to West Coast.
Cause
you wake up like at 5. Because it was 8 o'clock back home in the East Coast. You're like, ooh, I'm awake. Let's go.
Yep.
That's my favorite.
It's nice. But then when you go that way, because the Earth is rotating, it's shorter. But then you get less. I mean, that you sacrifice 3 hours. And then if you go this way, it's longer. But then you get 3 hours back. I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm so mad.
Ayo, 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 ayo.
That was crazy clip.
That
was so funny.
It's
dude.
Okay. We're going to put, I saw in the comments, a lot of people liked it when I put like little clips from the vlogs we were talking about.
Oh, no way.
So we'll put that one. We'll put the Christmas one. We'll put all that stuff. Cause I feel like we need to go more on the visual side for the YouTube videos, even though it's a podcast.
Yeah.
Because we can.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll do that. And then, let us know in the comments what you want us to talk about next. We're going to have some more guests on. I've just been busy. I'm usually the guest getter, but I've been busy, but I'm going to have more guests on. Should we have Fousey back on?
Who can we get?
We can get Fousey again. Can you handle another episode with Fousey?
I can. Can you?
I think so.
You sure?
Yeah.
I feel like did you hang out with Fousey yet? He's been wanting to hang out with you.
No, I'm going to.
Okay.
And then we'll do the podcast. It's just it's crazy because I'm so used to him that I don't see how crazy these conversations get because we both have ADHD. And then I watch the clips and I'm like, whoa, I can't believe we went from that topic to that topic to that topic.
Oh, yeah, dude. All you got to do is watch my face.
Yeah. What do you do?
I don't know. I'm just used like this.
Like ping pong, just back and forth. Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
I'm not trying to like make crazy because I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm just like. I mean, it's a safe space, man. Just say something. Say anything evil.
Yeah. We got it. Yeah, we got it. So we have Fousey back on. We have to have Aaron on. We haven't had Aaron on before.
Yeah.
And then...
your mom, dog.
My
Whenever
mom.
Whenever she comes in. Yeah. I know she was scared last time, but she was like... I could tell she wanted to talk.
Yeah.
But she was a little shy.
Maybe
but.
We'll just hide it. Maybe we'll get some like hanging mics. And we'll hide the cameras a little bit, like behind a bush.
Yeah.
And then we'll just talk.
Also, we might not have the space in like a month or two.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. We have to find a new place.
Let's just go simple. Let's just, whatever we do decide, let's just do it simple. Let's just focus on our friendship, our thoughts, ourselves, and ZocDoc.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll just go public restroom.
Yeah,
that's all I'm talking about.
I like that.
All right, if you joined this episode, please give us a thumbs up. Give us 5 stars on Spotify.
And
that'll
comment what
good.
You want us to talk about next.
And have a merry holidays and take care of yourself. And remember, motivation and momentum, your choice.
I want to celebrate Kwanzaa this year.
Oh, celebrate Kwanzaa!
All right.